Lachlan, good morning.
Good morning.
So, obviously, it's part of nature, it's very important, but what exactly makes the Radiata Plateau so significant?
Well, it's the last remaining undeveloped Plateau Peninsula on the southern escarpment, so it's very important in that respect, and it's important because it's got threatened species, etc., on it.
Well, why exactly are there concerns about development in the site?
Well, there isn't development on the site. That's the whole point. And that's probably why the price that you've just quoted seems to be low. At the moment, there's one building block, one just average size house block that can be built on. And the rest of it is protected because it's under a zoning that's protection for nature.
Then why exactly the concern if most of it is protected?
That someone does buy it, puts up a fence and puts up signs saying no entry, trespassers will be prosecuted. It's highly used by mountain residents for walking, bushwalking, mountain bike riding. And there's some really good, I'm not a rock climber, but there's some really good rock climbs on it as well.
Well, not only are you pushing for the government to buy Radiata Plateau, you've also mentioned that you'd like it to be part of the Blue Mountains National Park. What exactly would that mean for the plateau?
Protection, as we've just mentioned, that we don't want it locked up and people can't use it. And there are different levels of national parks that can allow things like dog walking. The dogs must be on leash. Mountain bike riding, etc. So it'd be protected. The natural area would be protected. The tracks through it could be used, but the main point is it's protected forever.
Well, the Blue Mountains Conservation Society, you have been tackling this issue for quite some time now. Why do you think it's been so hard to protect this site? Why is it taking so long to get anything done, if at all?
Well, it is private property. This is the first time it's come up for sale that I can remember. So national parks are not interested in any block of land that is not for sale. It has to be, you know, they won't acquire it. It has to be for sale.
Well, what are your plans now to help push this change?
At the moment, we're having a big push, 500 letters in 20 days. I think we're probably close on halfway through that, being sent to Minister Keane, the Minister for the Environment, and people can find that on our website, which I'll give you. It's www.bluemountains.org.au. The first entry on the homepage is Radiata. If you go into the pages there, you'll find where you can send a letter off to Minister Keane and ask him to have parks purchase it.
Well, it's always good to protect our environment, and I wish you luck in your conservation society. Good luck.
Thank you very much.